Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss something that many of you have experienced in one way or another and may be dealing with right now, and that's bullies at work. Bullies can come in many shapes and sizes. Today's question describes a situation where the bully is someone who heads a department and treats his colleagues terribly, but no one is willing to fire him.
Yeah, that can happen. And yep. Everyone may wonder why senior management lets someone like that stay around. But as we'll discuss later, there are many reasons how that can happen. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co, Kathy.
All right, let's just go to our right question. The question, Logan, what do we got?
I work at a large not-for-profit in the marketing division, and I love my job. There is one person at our organization, however, who is very unpleasant to deal with. He manages the finance department, and he is the person who signs our checks, reimburses our expenses, and oversees all the money that comes in and out of the organization. This guy is known to be very moody and often nasty to the staff. He's a bully, and he picks on people regularly. Depending on his mood, he might yell at you, criticize you, or belittle you in front of others. I don't understand why our COO doesn't fire him or at least discipline him, but I think senior management is afraid of him, too. What can I do to address this situation?
I don't know what he can do. I mean, first of all, oh my God, this is terrible. Bullies are terrible.
They're really
awful. And I always wonder why senior management allows it. Mm-hmm. And many times this person is so intimidating that they do intimidate everybody and everyone's afraid to fire them, mainly because they think they have some info on them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's how the person threatens.
Yeah.
They threaten that they're going to take you down or they've got information about you that they're going to expose. But rarely is that really the case.
It's true.
I think that a bully is very weak inside and bullies so that you don't find out about their incompetence.
I was going to say, more often than not, they try to convince everyone that the company can't live without them.
Right,
and
right.
At the same time, usually by the time we get in there,
yeah,
and once this person is extracted from the situation, it usually turns out that they're not doing a very good job.
Right. Mm. That's usually the case.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, I'm not sure what position this person is in, but, you know, I like to use humor, but, you know, humor is a funny thing. Not everybody's good at dishing it out.
Uh-huh.
So if humor doesn't come natural to you, don't listen to me.
Uh-huh.
But I think when, you know, if this person criticizes you or yells at you, you know, you can just look at them and smile and say, you're always so sweet. Thank you. you can kind of be funny. We'll just show them that you're not afraid of them.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, you're not going to do anything either.
I think that is the big thing and probably the most challenging thing is that bullies thrive on fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so if you push back, whether you push back with humor or say, I don't like that tone or whatever the case may be, that usually surprises them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it disarms them in a way,
right? It disarms them. But if you're on the receiving end of the bully, it's not always that easy to do. Mm. Like Kathy, you can do it with humor. We've seen other of our clients, you know, staff members who can speak up or just say, I don't like that tone, or I'll come back when you can address me in a more civilized manner.
Right.
That takes a lot of self-possession, mm-hmm. right? And also it takes a feeling that if they do stand up for themselves, they're not going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I mean, first of all, we all avoid the bully. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I will to take the longer route if I could avoid the bully.
Yeah.
Because no, but it's very unpleasant. You don't want to have to deal with this person. So I think the thing is, you really, you know, if you're in upper management, this person clearly is not. You really have to confront this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is, clearly they're not. They're not confronting it. But it does need to be confronted and say that your behavior is unacceptable. You can't treat people so poorly here. Mm-hmm. So you're on notice. Like, you've got 3 months, clean up your act. Mm-hmm.
But that's a good point. So, for example, if this person, if their company culture or their policies and procedures outlines anything in terms of conduct, professional conduct, and this person is not behaving in a professional manner, you at least have something to address. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when it comes to a bully, we have seen a few examples where a number of the staff come together
right.
and report this person's behavior.
Right. I mean, if it's in an email, if you have some physical evidence that they were nasty, or if you can record them and then go to HR or somebody in authority with that information, but I would go power is numbers.
There's power in numbers, so more than just you.
Right, but then don't be prepared. They still might not do anything if this person does a really good job,
right,
or is perceived as doing a good job, and they're afraid of letting them go. I mean, it all depends.
Yeah,
it really depends on your particular situation. But for the person that has to deal with this on a regular basis,
yeah,
you know, it's not about you.
Right. So let's talk about some basic self-care things that you can do in this situation. I think actually you spoke at us in a gathering.
Not about bullies, though.
That didn't come up. Mm-hmm. But that notion of when you're in a toxic situation and how do you take care of yourself. And one thing being, I mean, certainly you can always take the longer route away from them. Avoid as many meetings as you can. But then in the meantime, in the aftermath, what can you do to feel better?
Yeah, I mean, that's all you really can do is to know that this is not about you. They treat everybody this way. So if they are nasty to you and they yell at you or embarrass you, they're doing it to everybody, even though it's still not going to feel good.
No.
What can you do? You know, the best thing you can do is find a professional to talk to.
Yeah.
So that they can put it in perspective. This is the person's the problem, not you.
Right.
You know, get some evidence and go to a higher authority. Or you can just... You know, make sure you go to the gym that night. Make sure you eat right and sleep, and don't let it get to you. That's you have to let this not get in and hurt your psyche.
Right. I think it's going to get in. I think what you have to do is purge what gets in as often as you can. Like the whole thing of, and we talk about this very regularly, restoring your energy or unhooking, whatever you want to call it, is it's about once you've absorbed negative energy, how to release it and how so that you can sort of purge your day or purge the last dreadful interaction that you had with this person. And by the way, part of what's difficult with this, as this, I think, individual is indicating, is it's not just how they treat you, but how you watch that same person treat other people. That's witnessing abuse is very damaging, as is receiving it. So anyway, so taking really assertive action to try to cleanse your energy, whether it is through exercise or going outside or doing something that benefits you, taking a bath, going to yoga, getting a massage from Logan, something really that takes care of that part of you, as well as working with a professional and being surrounding yourself with people who believe in you, right? Who can reinforce your capabilities as opposed to your incompetence.
Yeah, and don't, you know, poke at the bear. Like, don't make it worse. If they are, you know, off the handle a particular day, maybe that's not the day to approach them. Uh-huh. You know, you do have to pick your battles with this person.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be perceived as a problem by this person because they'll probably make you miserable.
Right. You don't want to be a target.
Right.
For their lovely behavior.
Right. You know, so it's tricky. It's really, really tricky. Mm-hmm. And you want to try to be as pleasant as you can. If you get stuck in the elevator with them, you're walking into the building at the same time as them, or you happen to be at the corner getting a coffee at the same time, you know, you just want to keep it light.
Right. And what I think we would say, you just want to always take the high road with this individual as well, right? Mm-hmm. So you stay on your most professional behavior, unfortunately, regardless of what they are doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy
and
to say.
And don't, you know, you don't want to show them that you're sweating around them because they like that.
So wear a lot of sleeveless or
you just, you know, you just got to look cool.
Just look cool.
Yeah, don't take your sunglasses off. Just look cool.
Chew gum.
No. Hey, have a nice day. Hope you're doing well. You know, just try to be as cool as you can. Just don't, you know, don't show your nerves and don't engage too much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the best I think you can do. So I feel terrible for this person. I mean, if there's a lot of people in your department that mm-hmm. is suffering, then you might all want to get together.
Right. As you said before, there's power numbers. So this is what we're saying. One is not to take it personally. These people exist. And two is if management isn't doing something, they too may be afraid of them, or they may mm-hmm. think that they value and need this person, mm-hmm. can't do without mm-hmm. them. So if that's the case, you can try humor. You can try standing up to them in a very professional manner, or you can just work on maintaining your cool. Mm-hmm. And outside of work, you can unhook physically, do things physically to help yourself or get some professional help. Mm-hmm. Does that cover it?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's about all you can do for now. So mm-hmm. we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with some more of this bully types, which is very unfortunate. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at SK2.
Want to get onto our email list? You can also text us now at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's 22828 My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we're going to talk in this segment about why bullies don't get fired.
Yeah.
Or it's hard to fire them.
It is hard to fire them.
They take a long time to get fired, if they get fired. Hopefully they're not the owners of the company.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think they don't get fired quickly, or they don't get fired because they bully, because everyone's afraid of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I jotted down some characteristics. I think bullies who have a very specialized expertise, mm-hmm. right? So if they're the head of IT or research or business development or something that the company really needs mm-hmm. and is afraid of losing that expertise, they mm-hmm. usually don't get fired. If they bring in a large chunk of business,
yes.
right, they yes. don't get fired.
That's a good one.
If they have information on someone in a leadership position, they usually don't get fired. Mm-hmm.
Blackmail, yeah.
mm-hmm. And then I just wrote generally, if the boss is scared of them, they don't get fired.
Well, for all those reasons.
Exactly.
I have seen it in the sales department. I've seen it where somebody yes. brought in a huge amount of business
yep.
and was so nasty to everyone else. And because they brought in the business, they basically bullied everybody. Just, mm-hmm. you know, that no one else's clients mattered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only his clients mattered.
Right.
And it was really, really, really hard to deal with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we have to note, too, that bullies are usually very good at managing up, even if the boss is afraid of the person. Usually they can sort of feel the rage simmering underneath the polite behavior, mm-hmm. but they're really good at just presenting a good face to the boss, right? To the
Yeah, usually. And the person in authority usually writes it off if they had a, you know.
Right.
They had a bully attack.
Right.
Writes it off as, oh, my God, but they just, you know, they're paying your salary.
Right, right, right.
Right.
They just had a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you take the good with the bad, you know. Like, they write it off. They somehow rationalize it.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, they feel they can replace the other people, but they can't replace. And there usually is a lot of high turnover around a bully.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, I don't need this.
Right.
And they take off, especially if they see nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that is the shame. So you mentioned before we're talking to leadership or people in management, not to address this is just so
bad for business.
It's mm-hmm. bad for business. It's totally bad for morale. You're not protecting your staff is something that that does not build a healthy culture.
Right. So, and we've seen companies do it, and yeah. It happens, but it's not a good culture. It's true.
Yeah. I was thinking too, we've worked with companies who have a bully client.
Yeah.
So calls and demands everything and calls everyone wrong and bad and, you know, just treats everyone dreadfully. And again, that's a decision that the company has to make of, is it worth the business to have this, to work with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is something that goes unseen by management for longer than the regular people. And then they rationalize it for a while.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's bringing in a tremendous amount of business and they're that valuable, they got some weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard to let them go.
And that's how they exist. They know that. They know that they have that control.
Right.
And they get off on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice existence. But, I mean, it's human. It's a human thing.
So I was telling Kathy earlier, years ago, when I was an employment counselor, I had one bully boss, but I also had one bully client. Because we were servicing, we'd serve like 25 people over 55 at the time.
Wow.
We'd qualify them for our services who were, you know, of lower income bracket. And I remember this one woman, she was like the leader of the pack. And she just did not like me, and she was angry, and she was mean, and she would tell me always how the company and the program was failing her and everyone else, and no one liked it, and blah, blah, blah. And I was terrified of her because, you know, she could report me to the employment agency. Right. I mean, I just didn't know. I had no skills to deal with her at the time, and I tried everything. I tried being nice. I tried being cold. I tried being cool. I tried being... At one point, I think I did argue with her once, but
and nothing worked.
And nothing.
No. Well, and the other thing is that my boss was this really nice woman with a chronic cough, and she just she couldn't stand up to anybody.
Right.
So it goes back to what we were talking about. There was no one in the company who would stand up to this person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my experience.
Lovely.
And, of course, she eventually graduated.
So I was just going to say, hopefully she moved on or...
Yeah.
And did other people hate her, or it was just that she honed in on you?
Oh, my God.
Well, oh, yeah, so it was a problem.
The other teachers didn't like her, but I was the target. You talk about having
you
a
were
target.
The target.
I think I was the target because I was the young one there, right? Mm-hmm. And she just hated me.
So how did you function?
I mean, I just kept doing my job.
And then you went home and did what?
I'm trying to think if I was still smoking back then.
Probably.
I definitely worked out a lot. I mean, I intuitively, I knew I needed to get this woman out of my system because it was not good. And it was for a limited, it was like 16 weeks that I had to deal with her. But definitely, I would talk about her to my friends. I think I was in therapy at the time. I'm sure she came up. I had to do a lot of work. And I would have to do a lot of shoring up just to go to work and to face her. Because I could see, you know, that look, the bully look, which is this sort of simmering rage followed by manipulative behavior.
Yeah. Our mind does it too, right? Just the anticipation of knowing that you're going to see the person.
Yeah, it's like animal instinct kicks
in. Yeah.
A frightened animal.
Yeah, I think people that work with this type definitely take it home.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you do some work where you're either speaking to somebody, you're purging it somehow. You definitely need to.
Right, because the other ways of dealing it are to drink too much, eat too much, shop too much, watch too much TV.
Have too much sex.
Have too much sex.
With the wrong people. Just to relieve the pressure, but it doesn't. It's only temporary.
Exactly.
You still have to go back there the next day and they're there. Yeah, it's probably one of the worst things that can go on at work is to have a bully around. And to me, it's very questionable about management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you can even try to go to management and say, you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
You can try that if they're open.
That's a good line. Are you aware of this?
Yeah. And they may say, yeah, we are. You got a problem with it? And then you know.
Exactly. Then you know you got to go.
Yeah.
Logan, have you dealt with bullying at all?
Yes, I have. There is an individual who is of Well, she's seniority.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there for a while.
Yeah.
And they bring in a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons earlier that you mentioned of why they haven't gotten fired yet.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of fear from the owner.
Uh-huh.
And control, and individuals have gotten fired because of this person. And
yeah. They do whatever this person wants.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're being controlled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's the other thing bullies can do, is hold an entire company hostage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a hard thing to deal with. And everyone feels so relieved when they're on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're on a business trip.
Right. Yeah. It's a whole other world.
Sick day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Does that place have high turnover?
Actually, no.
Hmm.
No.
So this person's not there all the time then, maybe.
No, just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few days.
Wow.
But still,
it's not easy.
Very,
yeah,
not very friendly person.
It's not an easy situation, and yeah, it's just not easy. I mean, I would say to most people, if the situation is not going to change, mm-hmm. and you're that unhappy, then you should move on.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you can deal with that when you realize it's just this person's pain in the neck and they're not.
Right.
Right. You know, if you're passionate about what you're doing.
Right.
And if you're not the target.
Right.
Right. Right.
That's right. A tough thing.
Right.
All right, so that's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories about dealing with bullies in the workplace to SK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.